Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, October 21st, and coming up in today's episode. As toxic smog chokes Delhi, Supreme Court, public and politicians targeted by opposition as well as BJP. Former Punjab minister and ex-DGP booked for son's murder amid shocking allegations. AI shift forces Tata Consultancy Services to slash workforce by 20,000 amid visa tensions. And Iran rejects US offer for renewed nuclear talks and denies airstrike claims. Delhi woke up to a blanket of toxic smog after Diwali, with the air pollution levels reaching hazardous highs. And a political blame game. The Air Quality Index, or AQI, hit 357 by 1 p.m. on Monday, firmly in the very poor category, as thick smoke from firecrackers mixed with already deteriorating air quality. Some areas reportedly touched 1700 AQI, which is about 60 times higher than the permissible or accepted limits. BJP had fought hard in the Supreme Court to allow crackers this Diwali, yet from the BJP blaming the people of Delhi for pollution, to others blaming the Supreme Court, people are blaming everything except the crackers. Amitabh Kant, G20 Sherpa and former CEO of Niti Aayog, voiced his concern over the alarming state of Delhi's air, and I'm quoting, "Delhi's air quality lies in shambles. 36 out of 38 monitoring stations are in the red zone," he posted on X, adding, "Only ruthless and sustained execution of pollution control measures can prevent an environmental disaster." Kant did not hold back in pointing fingers, directly criticizing the Supreme Court's recent decision, allowing the use of so-called green firecrackers. Quote, "The Honorable Supreme Court, in its wisdom, has prioritized the right to burn crackers over the right to live and breathe," he said, questioning why cities like Los Angeles, Beijing and London can manage their air while Delhi continues to suffer. Despite court-imposed limits on when crackers could be burst, which was between 6 to 7 a.m. and 8 to 10 p.m. on specific days, the rules were openly flouted across the city. Loud bursts were heard well past midnight in several parts of the capital, going up till 6:30 or 4:30 a.m., according to some reports. BJP's Ashish Sood placed the blame squarely on the public, saying people should have followed the Supreme Court's order to bust crackers before 10 p.m. He added that while firecrackers were not the only source of pollution, citizens had a role to play in worsening the crisis. On the other side, the Aam Aadmi Party accused the Delhi government of failing to implement its own plans. Aam Aadmi Party's former minister Saurabh Bhardwaj slammed officials for not carrying out artificial rain as promised. Quote, "The government lies. Did the artificial rain happen? No, then why was it promised?" Unquote, he asked. Trinamool Congress MP Mahua Moitra also appeared to take aim at the Supreme Court. In a post on social media, she remarked sarcastically, "Supreme Court Zindabad," while questioning the real impact of green crackers and pointing out to the widespread sale of banned ones. As smog continues to grip the city, public frustration is growing, with many demanding accountability from both the authorities and citizens alike. In a dramatic turn in a high-profile case, former Punjab Minister Razia Sultana and her husband, ex-Director General of Police Mohammad Mustafa, have been booked for the alleged murder of their 33-year-old son, Akhil Akhtar. The development comes days after Akhil was found unconscious at his home in Panchkula and later declared dead in the hospital. The initial report from the family claimed he died due to a drug overdose. However, police stated early indications pointed to a possible health complication following the consumption of some medication. No signs of foul play were noted at the time. Now, disturbing video recordings made by Akhil before his death, along with a formal complaint from a family acquaintance, have led police to open a murder investigation. In a video dated August, Akhil claimed his father was having an affair with his wife. Quote, "I have discovered my wife's affair with my dad. I am in a lot of stress and mental trauma," unquote. He further alleged their plan is to have me falsely imprisoned or have me killed, referring to his mother, father, wife, and sister. He also said his marriage was never real. Quote, "She did not marry me, she married my father," he claimed. Akhil said his family would accuse him of being delusional whenever he confronted them. He described being sent to a rehabilitation center despite, according to him, not needing the treatment. Quote, "This confinement was illegal. If I was not mentally stable, I should have been taken to a doctor, but I was not." Akhil also expressed fear for his life and claimed his family had threatened to frame him in serious criminal charges. Quote, "They threatened me. They will get me framed in a rape or a murder case." He said in another video, Akhil questioned the paternity of his daughter and pleaded, "Somebody, please help me." In a second video, he appeared to retract his earlier claim, saying, "I was suffering from schizophrenia. I was unwell, so I did not understand anything. I want to say sorry." Deputy Commissioner of Police Srishti Gupta has said the FIR was filed after videos and social media posts raised concerns. Quote, "A complaint was received. A special investigation team has been formed," she said. "The complainant has been identified as Shamsuddin, a close acquaintance of the family, and the investigations are ongoing." Artificial intelligence is transforming industries. And for thousands of workers at Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, that shift has come at a high cost. In a stark example of how automation and AI are reshaping the job market, India's largest IT firm has slashed nearly 20,000 jobs in just one quarter, marking its biggest workforce reduction to date. TCS reported a net reduction of 19,755 employees in the last 3 months, ending 30th September, according to its latest earning report. The cut, a 3.2% drop from the previous quarter, brings the company's total headcount to below 600,000 for the first time since March 2022. The job losses include both resignations and company-initiated exits. Severance provisions for the quarter stood at 11.35 billion rupees, roughly $128 million, signaling the scale of the change. Chief Human Resource Officer Sudeep Kunnumal said that the cuts are a part of a planned headcount reset focused on mid- and senior-level roles. Quote, "This is due to a skill and capability mismatch," he told analysts, noting that TCS is halfway through its goal to reduce workforce by 2% by March 2025. The IT sector is currently undergoing rapid change as businesses adopt generative AI and other emerging technologies. For TCS, one of the pioneers of India's tech outsourcing boom, the shift is driving deep internal restructuring. Analysts at Citi said that the scale of layoffs point to a weaker business outlook. Quarterly profits also missed expectations, mainly due to the one-time cost of severance packages. The company is also navigating external pressures, strained ties with the United States, including tighter H-1B visa rules, and trade tensions are compounding challenges for India's $280 billion IT services industry. While TCS has increased local hirings in the US to reduce reliance on overseas visas, future policy changes remain a concern. Quote, "Our business model will be able to adapt quickly to any changes in immigration policy," Kunnumal said, adding that the company will continue hiring people with future relevant skills. TCS has been one of India's top job creators for decades, but as AI takes hold and global dynamics shift, the traditional IT services model is being forced to evolve and the impact on employment is becoming harder to ignore. Iran has firmly rejected an offer from the United States to restart nuclear negotiations and dismissed claims by U.S. President Donald Trump that Iranian nuclear facilities were destroyed in an airstrike earlier this year. In a statement posted on X, Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei criticized Washington's approach, calling it imposition and bullying. He added that the outcome of the deal Trump proposed was predetermined and therefore not a genuine agreement. Tehran and Washington previously engaged in 5 rounds of indirect nuclear talks, which were interrupted by a 12-day conflict in June. During that period, Israel and the United States carried out airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites. Quote, "Trump says he's a dealmaker, but if a deal is accompanied by coercion and its outcome is predetermined, It is not a deal, but rather imposition and bullying, Khamenei said. Last week, Trump spoke before the Israeli parliament, suggesting that it would be positive if the US could negotiate a peace deal with Tehran. Following the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, however, he failed to notice that Israel has been allegedly breaking some portions of the ceasefire. Responding to Trump's claim that the US had bombed and destroyed Iran's nuclear industry, Khamenei said, "Very well, keep dreaming." He added, "What does it have to do with America whether Iran has nuclear facilities or not? These interventions are inappropriate, wrong, and coercive." Western nations accuse Iran of secretly attempting to develop nuclear weapons through uranium enrichment, while Tehran insists its nuclear program is intended solely for civilian energy use. Khamenei also accused the US of conducting a soft war against Iran, aimed at breaking the morale of the Iranian people. He said Trump's statements were intended to raise the spirits of the disappointed Zionists in Palestine. During the June conflict, Khamenei claimed Israeli forces were struck hard by Iranian missiles and had lost hope, saying, quote, "Iranian missiles were able to penetrate the depths of several Zionist regime's important centers to destroy them," unquote. Labeling the US a terror state, he accused Washington of enabling war crimes in Gaza by providing weapons and support to Israeli forces. Quote, "The US is an accomplice in this crime," he said, highlighting the deaths of thousands of Palestinian children. Khamenei also accused the US sponsoring terrorist groups like Daesh, claiming they were created and controlled by Washington for use in the region. He accused America's authority to dictate Iran's nuclear program, asking, "What position do you hold in the world? How is it any of America's business?" That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anvipi, signing off.